comments from administration and council regarding agreement with any members on the agenda? Number six, open to the public, comments regarding item number eight, such agenda items? Number seven, orders on a second reading, approving an amendment to redevelopment plan for block 4501, lot 1.02, formerly lots 1.01 and 3, and an unimproved portion of North Randallsville Road, is open to the public resolution adopting orders, stating the pleas of the audience.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that in ordinance entitled, ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, and State of New Jersey, approving an amendment to the redevelopment plan for block 4501, lot 1.02, formerly lots 1.01 and 3, and the unimproved portion of North Randallsville Road, pursuant to NJSA 48:12A-1, ETSA, the redevelopment in Hudson. Was introduced on the 26th day of November 2019, and passed the first reading, and was published on the 30th day of November 2019. Now therefore be it resolved, that the aforementioned ordinance, having had a second reading on December 10th, 2019, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with the notice of a date of passage or approval in official newspaper. Be further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 19-46.
So, to the public, any comments?
2250 Plainfield Avenue North. Just curious, given my previous issues, that we are not going to build any more warehouses on Randallsville in this area. I would hope, given the...
Council President, you can't say you can't build something, something's zoned for it. It is what it is.
Try not to build any more warehouses. It's a health issue. It really is. Thank you.
East Burger, Ellis Parkway, 233 Ellis. I think I said that, 233 Ellis. So this is currently zoned for industrial?
Industrial.
Industrial.
And is there a developer who's been assigned or just... What's that? Is there a developer that's put forward a plan for the redevelopment? Sorry, I can't hear the mayor.
Yeah, it's actually before the board tomorrow night.
Before the zoning board or the planning board? Before what board?
Council President, this is to vacate the paper street where Luke Oil is right there, so it can be a four-way, true four-way intersection right now. Anybody that lives in that area knows that it can be very hazardous the way it's been over the years. This would require the gas station to have no left turns out of the site. They would have to come out to the intersection of the site, and then also there would be no left turns into the gas station.
Is that where SS White's been modified at the intersection?
No, SS White is doing some work out there, but not the other side.
That's the other side.
I know, but are they going to improve that intersection?
Yes.
It's really hard to hear when you guys don't talk into the mic, the rest of us, it's really hard to hear you.
I can barely hear you either, but I will talk louder.
No one's ever complained about me not being loud enough, but I appreciate it.
When you do that mumble thing, I don't know, I can never hear you, but my question is, are we going to reconfigure that as part of that traffic light?
Yes, the intersection will be a true four-way intersection.
Okay.
And if I may, and I will certainly endeavor not to mumble, my mom says I do that sometimes.
I could not understand what you just said.
You could hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so I don't know. Maybe you want to get that looked at. What meeting tomorrow night was a question?
Yes, which meeting is it tomorrow night? What board?
Planning board.
The planning board meeting. Thank you.
Item number eight, consent agenda. For efficiency items have been consolidated to consent agenda to be voted on together. Sorry. Pull back item number seven. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Senator, please take the roll.
Councilman Ford?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Hunter?
Yes. Item number 8, consent agenda for emergency items have been consolidated into consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials of these items have been distributed to the council and after the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? See none, do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Steve, would you please take the roll?
Councilman Bowler?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Irwin?
Yes. Item number 9, announcements and comments from officials.
Not at this time, thank you. I have nothing, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thanks.
No comment.
Item number 10, open to the public, please state your name, your address, and all your privileges in this speech.
2250 Plainfield Avenue North. I spoke to Steve about when you repave Plainfield Avenue, Plainfield Avenue North, they allowed cars to drive on it. I have hickory trees in front of my house, there are hickory nuts.
I talked to the mayor and they're gonna go out and look at it. I don't know if they have or not, but.
Okay, I've seen no activity, I just wanted to ask if it's, because they will be potholes pretty fairly quickly. So, thank you.
Just want to let the record reflect, we don't make it a policy when the road is blocked off. We don't allow people to go around the barricades, it's one of those things that some of the residents around the barricades.
Well, I just saved us money.
Both times in 15 minutes, 58 quarters. Item G, the first page I got here, they want a testing for sewer collectors. They want to test the water. What kind of situation is you gonna test a sewer collector that hasn't been cleaned for 2 decades now?
No, what we do is we have to sample our wastewater. So when we have big users, we actually sample the wastewater and they get charged by the percentages of different material that's in the water. And we're also required by the state to test our street sweepings. So when we sweep the streets, we can no longer just take it to the landfill. We have to pay to get it tested and certified that it can be landfilled. So this is the company that does, Garden State Laboratories, does the testing for both the wastewater and the street sweepings.
This is something that's gone regularly.
Well, the waste, all the wastewater is collected through the sewer collectors. And it goes on to the reservoir.
No, wastewater.
Now, my thing is.
Wastewater is collected from the big users. From your house, it goes into the sewer, it goes to the MCLA. The big users are sampling. So we actually drop sample, you go out there once or twice a month and you take samples. And you take the samples, you send them to the lab. And then they tell you how much chlorine and different things are in the water, and then that's what the big users are filled up.
So, okay, so this is not from the water collectors?
No.
The street water, thank you. The other thing I wanted to question out is, these people that came to collect the leaves today, God bless them, they do carry a lot of weight. But I noticed right in front of Ms. Lee's house, there's a tree that has a branch hanging over there. Do you think any one of them would take a notice of that and make some kind of complaint about servicing that tree?
Probably the guys who picked up the leaves, probably not.
They won't.
But if the homeowner calls and.
Yeah, well, there was a call. In fact, there's another complaint over there on 7th in front of 1905 and 7th. That hasn't been serviced yet. The tree is dangerous. It needs to go. There's a lot of negligence going on. We need to improve our property maintenance considerations. Please, get out to them people. We need help. No smiling. It's serious.
Yeah, actually got the report from property maintenance today and they issued 11 pages worth of summons last month. So we are out there working with them. we're inspectors out there.
It's easy to see, to dish out summonses, but, you know, we have to get out to the work. It's getting to the point where, all right, the residents don't even take pride in doing anything in the street because of these measures. I'm inclined to say that, hey, these summonses are issued out and that it's not doing anything other than embezzlement. For me, it's that. I see public embezzlement here with these summonses. Be careful, please. It's hurting us. Thank you.
Stacy Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway, Seattle. So, two weeks ago, I came and asked the council if you all would consider doing something in addition to lighting that beautiful Christmas tree. And I brought a menorah, which you could have in here, or you could do something else with. And Councilman Earn gave it back to me and said you weren't allowed to accept it, which is a little strange since when we gave you the pride flag in June, you did take it. So I was wondering, I'm wondering if that was a mistake in June or a mistake this time, and whether, I'm sorry, Councilman Khan, can you not hear me? Whether that will be something that you all will be addressing in terms of representing the diversity of our community. I'm happy to lend it to you if you can't accept it as a gift, if that's some kind of, I don't know if Raj has a thought or not, but if it would appear to be somehow a violation of an ethics rule to accept something like that. But you did do it in June, and now you won't do it. So I'm getting mixed signals.
We'll look into this.
That doesn't answer the question. You look into what?
You asked me to look into whether they can accept those type of gifts. I will look into it.
No, that's not what I asked. I asked whether we brought a pride flag in June, which you all displayed when we were very glad to
see. So I will clarify whether those types of gifts can be accepted or not.
Okay, can we loan it to you?
I'll look into that and I'll let you know.
Okay, so, and how are you going to let me know my way?
I can look it up in the next few days and let you know. I'm sure. If you give me your email address after the meeting, I'll email you or call you, whichever you prefer.
Either way is fine. Email's good. But I guess the follow-up question is whether the council is going to do anything beyond what you've done for this holiday season to acknowledge the other holidays, the other beliefs in our community, or if we're...
Well, let me just say that we're clearly for all the diversity in our town. But that is a religious symbol, so if we're going to have a menorah, that means we need to have a manger also.
You can have whatever you want.
We need to cover all of the bases if we are going to do something like that.
Well, the city of Trenton has a menorah and not a manger, and the city of East Brunswick has a menorah and a Christmas tree, and I'm pretty sure the city of Newark has a tree and a menorah, and also the Kwanzaa candle, I'm with the name of which I forget. So I don't know that's... We're asking you to do just that, Councilwoman, which would be great and a huge step forward from what we are doing now, which is to only acknowledge one.
I'll clarify the policy for the
town. Just for the record, I don't think the council needs to be lectured by Mrs. Berger on the diversity of this town. I think this governing body knows the diversity of this community long before she moved into the community.
I've lived here my entire adult life, so thank you for calling me young. I appreciate it. I'm not lecturing anybody. We asked. I spoke privately to Councilwoman Cahill last year. I didn't get anywhere with that. I came 2 weeks ago and asked and didn't get any response except to have something I gave of my own free will returned to me rather abruptly. So I'm not lecturing anyone, Mr. Mayor, and I would think that this council as a representative of our community, would not need a resident to raise this and would have done something about it since 1957. So I'm bringing it forward again as a way to give the council an opportunity to do the right thing before the season is over. So what I would appreciate is if somebody, perhaps Councilwoman Lombardi, since you seem to be thoughtful about this, wants to have a discussion about it after the meeting or at another time or however is appropriate, but there are lots of other winter holidays and it would be nice to acknowledge them all as we are, as I think our website says, a diversified community, which I don't think that's really what we mean. Diversified means broken into lots of little pieces. I think we mean a diverse community. So it would be nice to be able to acknowledge all of the backgrounds, faiths, and beliefs of the residents of our town, of which I am one. Mr. Mayor, you may not like that, but I'm not going anywhere.
Grub 1750 West Thurston. I just want to comment on my neighbor. I think he was asking about a tree that's diagonally across from his house with 58 Curtis. I want to know, does anyone, like he not asked, I think, does anyone go out and survey this? Because I've been there and I've seen the tree. Kids walk on that sidewalk. That tree's going to get somebody someday. Now, I don't know how many times he's asked for it to come down. I'm asking. I've seen it. The other issue is, I think the last meeting I expressed that thing with the coyote. Since then, I heard the coyote got somebody on, somebody's dog on Possum Town.
Yes?
Oh, okay, no, I know it was on the news. I saw it, but I wanted to know what we, you, are doing to get the right people involved to get these coyotes.
The state fish and game have been involved since the first sighting over at Rutgers. So the state has set traps, they looked for them, they searched through the ecological preserves, so the state fish and game has the jurisdiction over that. It's not a local issue for us. We're working with them, they're keeping us informed, they're keeping the health department and the police department.
There have been several coyotes in Possum Town for at least 10 years.
Yeah.
Billy Kerwin has one in his yard almost daily. Problem is, this particular one now has an issue.
I don't know if it's the same one, because he's a Hazelwood now. So.
No, I don't think it is the same.
I don't think so. I think there's a den somewhere. I don't know if it's up there or back there, but that's why I wonder. Did you inform them that they need to come to Hazelwood, not up to Rutgers? I think there is a den back in there.
I can't guess. So if there's a coyote there, you let us know, and we'll let the police know, and I'll let the state know.
That you know?
So you just told me?
No, I told you last week. I told you last week. I know it. I told you my neighbor got out of her car and she thought it was a dog. Remember? I think this is the conversation I had. Now, you need to pull the minutes. Remember, I know I mentioned it. So don't say I didn't.
I'll let the police department know tonight and we'll let the state know tonight. Okay.
Thank you.
So we're going to close public portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. I'd like to call the agenda meeting for December 17th to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required in Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, and date set known. Agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin boards, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk to be entered into the minutes. You see, please take a roll.
Councilman Miller?
Here.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilman Khan.
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Here.
Councilwoman McCray. Councilman Shaw.
Yes.
Council President Kennedy.
Here. Please stand for Fox, please.
The United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number five, second reading, 1,890,000. Capital improvement funded for various sewer utility improvements. This will be open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Any comments or questions? Item number six, resolution authorizing purchase under ESCNJ contract number 18/19-25. Ground equipment, cold planner, attachment for Caterpillar, skid steer with dust suppression, model PC412B47. Fully incorporated, not to exceed $28,227. Any comments or questions? Item number seven, resolution authorizing purchase under ESCNJ contracts number 18/19-25. Grounds equipment, 2019 John Deere 1600 Turbo Series 3 commercial wide area mower. Power place, not to exceed $55,067.22. Any comments or questions? Item number eight, resolution authorizing refund of the taxes to new veterans. Deduction block 6602, lot 25-156, Hancock Road. Any comments or questions? Item number nine, resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of sewer. Faulty meter readings, block 4140, lot 4, 160 Circle 5 North. Any comments or questions? Item number 10, resolution authorizing contract amendment number one, professional engineering services, Cedarwood Drive Road Improvements, Major Consulting, not to exceed $9,475. Any comments or questions? Item number 11, resolution authorizing return of bid bond, Curry Supply Company. Item number 12, resolution authorizing budget transfers. Item number 13, resolution authorizing emergency temporary budget. Item number 14, resolution authorizing award of contract for 2021 reassessment inspections conducted in 2020, personal property appraisers, incorporated, not to exceed $104,677. Any comments or questions on that? Item number 15, resolution authorizing award of contract, Sterling DeSanto and Associates, professional appraisal services, data collection and inspection for special class 4, class 1, class 15, properties for 2021, not to exceed $16,375. Any comments or questions? Item number 16, resolution authorizing purchase of L3 driving simulator under state contract number G-4008. Number 17, GNSS-V200103, L3 Technologies Incorporated, EP Associates Division. Not to exceed $191,500. Any comments or questions? Item number 17, designation for Township Council meetings 2020. Any comments or questions? Item number 18, resolution authorizing council taxes 100% disability veterans, block 421, lot 2501, 12 Ten Rock Avenue, and block 518, lot 1301, 1523 Glenwood Drive. Any comments or questions? Item 19, resolution authorizing chapter 159, 2019 drive sober, get over here, ending holiday crackdown, $5,500. Any comments or questions? Item 20, authorizing chapter 159 SFY 2019 state body armor replacement fund program. Any comments or questions? Number 21, authorizing change order number 2, Scatterly Community and Cult Park Center, Terminal Construction Corporation, not to exceed $450,000. Any comments or questions? Item number 22, resolution authorizing renewal of contract with microsystemsnj.com for mod 4 programming for assessing January 1st, 2020 through December 31st, 2020, not to exceed $14,727.16. Any comments or questions? Number 23, resolution authorizing tax appeal statements, Little Venturas, LLC, block 4202, lot 6.02, 101 Boston Town Road. Development Outdoors LLC, Block 4102, Lot 3.01, on 75 Boston Town Road. Chain Realtor LLC, Block 5301, Lot 101, 450 Stone Road. Any comments or questions? Item 24, resolution authorizing 2020 record approvals. Any comments or questions? Item number 25, resolution authorizing the purchase of two 2019 Pinky snow plows with connectors and heavy-duty truck-mounted hitch under ESCNJ 17/18-30, just incorporated, not to exceed $38,203.20. Any comments or questions? Item number 26, resolution authorizing purchase of two 2019 Swanson steel, stainless steel body, V, box salt spreader, and Hinkey snowplow for freight liner 1145D, tandem chassis under its ESCNJ 17/18-30, Dresses Incorporated, not to exceed $2,291.90. Any comments or questions? Item number 27, resolution appointment of deputy tax assessor Gregory Litwood. Any comments or questions? Item number 28, resolution authorizing purchase of three 2020 Ford Escape SE four-wheel drive under ESCNG 17-18-21, Mayor Ford, not to exceed $27,567.31 each, totaling $83,901.93. Any comments or questions? Item number 29, resolution authorizing the return of Sterling Village security deposits, Florida White, Department 108, Alfred Cobble, Department 148, and Maria Malath, Department 103. Any comments or questions? Item number 30, resolution authorizing refund of overpaid taxes due to tax court judgment, Lot 6702, Lot 5.02, Kings River Road. Any comments or questions? Number 31, resolution authorizing refund of payment of taxes to tax court judgment, Lot 5701, Lot 1.04 and 1.05, 10 and 30 Knox Drive. Any comments or questions? Item number 32, resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of taxes due to tax court judgment, Lot 5001, 1.03, 2 Corporate Place. Any comments or questions? Number 33, accept report of the clerk's account, November 2019. Item 34, motion to accept the report of Division of Revenue 2019. Item number 35, motion to receive and enter into minutes disturbance for the month of November 2019. Any comments, questions on that? Item number 36, motion to accept minutes November 26th and December 3rd, 2019. Any comments or questions? Item number 37, proclamation, drive sober or get pulled over, 2019, year-end holiday practice. Any comments or questions?
Yeah.
Item number 38, announcements and comments from officials?
None at this time, thank you.
Okay.
I have no comments, thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thanks.
No comments, thank you.
Item number 39, open to the public. Please state your name, your address, and note you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
Ann Poston, 113 Fountain Avenue. I had just a technical question because I'm starting to study the budget, which is very daunting. Just tell me, I'm not questioning the resolution. I just want to know technically on items 12 and 13. What does it mean authorizing budget transfers? Just moving things between departments?
Right, so we're on a calendar year budget, so the way that we do our budget is we introduce it in the spring, either around April, and then in the course of the year, you stay within that budget. And then in your last 2 months of the year, if you run over one area and you're not over another area, you're allowed to transfer between departments as long as you stay within the original budget.
Sure, and the emergency temporary budget is?
So the budget expires, our budget that was adopted expires on December 31st, We're not allowed to introduce a new budget until after the governor's budget message.
Gotcha.
Which is generally around February 20th or so.
Mm-hmm.
So in the meantime, if you take essentially 1/12 of what you spent in this year, and you would do a budget generally for 2 months or 3 months. You'll
okay.
do 3/12 or 2/12. And that's your emergency temporary budget while you're working on your budget.
Good. That's what I want to know. I have one more question, which is, I've only lived here 7 years, so I'm not going to get into a match with anybody about longevity here. But as a relatively new resident of the town, who's lived in other towns in New Jersey, I just don't understand the tone and the resistance to having a more diverse holiday display. I really don't see why it's an issue. And I'd like you to consider that, you know, for most people in most towns in the state, it's just something where we can come together as a holiday. It's really a solstice holiday for me anyway. But I'm happy to celebrate everyone else's traditions. So I don't see why it requires this deep of a reaction.
Stacy Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway. So the last couple of times I've raised this, Raj has said that the town is not allowed to require employers to hire or set aside a preference or a percentage or track. And Mr. Stacy said something you're allowed to ask them, they can't report, they're not required to tell us how many of the scattered residents are hired by companies that come here with or without a tax break. So I'm wondering if you could at least get a working definition of what a great job for Piscataway residents mean, because I've seen that a whole bunch, and I'm curious if there's any kind of metric from the council, what do you consider a great job? Minimum wage, labor, benefits, full-time, does anybody?
Well, I think a great job is very, depends on who the individual is, frankly. Some of those jobs and those factory jobs are paying $80,000-$90,000 a year, right there. But I mean, a great job is very dependent on who the individual is. Some people, a part-time job that pays $20,000 a year is a great job. So I'm not sure what you mean by it's a great job, but some of these companies that have come to town are paying a lot. Am I right there?
Well, we don't know that. I mean, we don't know that. The public doesn't know that because there's no data. So I'm trying to get a handle because I keep seeing
They advertise those. I mean, we only know it because the companies publicize the jobs and we pay attention to what they're doing. So
we do too.
But they don't report it to us, but they
advertise generally up to a certain amount. They don't actually talk about what the starting salary might be. Sometimes they advertise them.
I'm not really sure what you're asking us to do exactly.
I'm asking
the salary has to be high to be a good job. I don't understand what you're talking
about. I'm asking you how you define what a great job is, because the mayor and other folks in the PR department are putting out press releases constantly saying these employers are offering.
If
someone
you, if
to
you
work
don't have
is
a job,
job
and you get one, it's
well,
a great job.
Well, putting someone to work is a job. A great job implies that it has benefits, potentially union protection.
I work at a job. I don't receive benefits, but I have a great job.
Okay.
As a hairdresser, I do not receive benefits in my job, but I consider my job a great job.
Right, I'm trying to get a working.
So I'm not really sure where you're going with that.
Let me ask you a question. Would you agree or disagree that one of our functions as local government is to attract businesses and develop jobs for residents, not just in the scattered, but in the area? Do you agree that's one of our roles to do that?
I agree that it's one of your roles to do that responsibly. I would like to know, and I think a lot of other people. I got asked on Saturday by a constituent whether there's a way for her to get a position in one of the town's openings, because she's a resident and she wanted to know why those jobs weren't going specifically to Piscataway residents or having a preference for Piscataway residents. She said she came to a meeting, she asked what the mayor meant by great job. We have talked about what a great job could mean for a lot of different people. I've seen that phrase thrown around. I would like to know if there's some metric that you are using to measure how many jobs,
what they pay, what is great, what is not great. I mean, there are definitely some jobs, you know, pay better than others. Most people would like to be paid more, I think. I mean, I haven't met anybody who said, no, please don't give me a raise, or you know, that would be terrible. So my first question is, do we have a working definition that we're evaluating what these employers are?
And second, my job, and any job is a great job. I don't believe any job that's an honest job is a bad job. There are certainly some companies that are not good employers, what I do for a living. But I mean, if you need a job and there's one that fits your job skills and the range that you're looking for, and you're able to get it from one of these companies that moves to town, that's the definition of a great job for that person. It's
it
different
could be
for every
a trade,
person.
It could be a trade job.
Of course it could.
Right?
And some of them don't pay benefits.
I'm not an electrician, but that company over there hired 100 electricians. And they were paying them $85,000, $90,000 a year. And they were skilled workers. That's a great job for many of those folks. Okay. Who didn't have a job or had a job much less than that. Other folks maybe are working in one of the hotels in town and are making a third of that, but for them that's a great job. I think our obligation is to try and create an economic environment where there's a variety of jobs that meet different categories, from high paying jobs, from high tech jobs, to you know, restaurant type jobs, because that's what an economy is about. It doesn't have one type of particular job, it has a variety of jobs. And I think that's what our responsibility is. I think we've done that. Right.
And so the second question is, is there a preference for Piscataway residents for public employment? So if there's a job at the library, or...
I don't know if we're
allowed
to do that.
Other... What did you say, Ross?
There's legal limitations on what you can
do. I know,
you
there's always
residence,
legal limitations.
You can have requirements to work in the town. You can have some requirements that they live in the town for a certain amount of time. You can't have residency requirements.
I mean, other towns have residency requirements for firefighters, police officers, public police.
You say those things, Ms. Berger, as if you know, but the reality of it is those things are not accurate. You can have requirements that people live in a particular town to get hired for the job, but you can't require a firefighter, for example.
I'm pretty sure the state of New Jersey requires all of its public employees that work for the state to live in New Jersey. Chris Christie did that, I'm pretty sure. I'm not saying that I necessarily support something Chris Christie did, but I'm pretty sure that he did that.
They also have exemptions for it.
I'm not arguing back and forth, I'm asking whether the town has any preferential treatment.
Famous story, thank you for your comments.
I'm just telling you that you can't do some of the things that, some of those things are great ideas, but there's tons of litigation about those things that prohibit towns from doing some of those things. You can't do it, you can't require your police officers to all live in town. It's a great idea, I agree.
I didn't say it was a great idea or not a great idea. I was asking about whether we had anything. Okay, thanks.
Good evening, Agent. Campbell Valley Lane. Good evening, Council. Item number 16, just for clarification. Do we have this equipment now or ever had this equipment?
No, it's brand new, and we had it dropped off here and used it as for testing for several weeks, and the Manset Police Department determined that it's a good idea. You can also use it for training for EPW, for CDL drivers to get some training on. And the goal is to reduce the number of accidents that our town cars are in, and to improve the driver safety for all of our police officers and DPW employees.
So that's strictly for Public Works and the police department? Correct?
Yes. Yes, and anybody else that if we see anybody else who we think needs training, we get it, then the police department do training for.
How large is this simulator? Is it? Well, where do you keep it at?
It's going to be in the training room of the police department. How big is it? It's a
desk, computer type?
Really, like you use them in the arcades, except a little bit bigger. The screen is a little bit bigger, so that you have almost as if you were sitting in a car. So it's about 200 degrees around you in the car seat. So it looks like you're sitting in a car.
Okay. Item number 21. Change order 2. Now, I know it's an older building, you have to tear down walls, you find things that you didn't know you couldn't see. But $500,000, might as well say, what kind of changes the whole?
Yeah, the two biggest things that were unanticipated were we had unsuitable soil that we had to dispose of, which was $250,000. And then we also decided after we were building it to put in up to 12 charging stations. So we're buying charging stations, wiring it. So the charging stations for the electric cars is roughly $195,000. So those two items alone are roughly $450,000.
So the charging station was an afterthought?
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was all included initially in the project. Yeah.
We're hoping to be able to apply for the money through grants. But the problem is through the grant programs that are available is you'd have to apply for it and then wait up to a year to see whether you get the money. And we felt that we'd rather just be proactive and put it in. So the construction moved ahead very quickly, so we want to get it in while we're doing the construction. This is a lot cheaper to do all the wiring. Electrical room under the conduit in. It's a lot cheaper to do in your building than to start tearing up sidewalks and stuff and stuff. So it's fully wired now.
Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. Alan Howard, 113 Fountain Avenue. I just would like to ask a little bit information about number 28 resolution authorizing the purchase of 3 Ford Escape SE four-wheel drive, I think. For $83,900. Could you please just inform me a little bit and the audience generally about how cars are obtained and what use these would be put to, and then whether I'm particularly interested in whether or not there would be a chance to obtain cars that are not polluting. Like I drive a Prius, which I think costs less than this. And certainly, if you buy 3 in a row or 3 together, you get a good bulk price.
Well, those vehicles are all under state contract.
Uh-huh.
Is the answer. In other words, there's state negotiates if they're all under state contract. And there's the answer to how they're bought.
Okay.
The more important part of your question is, I'm interpreting your question to be, why don't you all buy some more environmentally friendly cars?
Right. Possible.
You're going to see us do that next. You're going to see that us doing that this year.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. And can you just spell out a little bit more, Alderman Kahn, about the how the state does this purchasing and why Skyway is tied to that state?
Sure, the state has procurement experts, purchasing uh-huh. experts, and they go out and negotiate a price list for all sorts of items in mass. Pick whatever item you want. I'm not sure if water's under state contract, but many things that are under state contract. And so there's what's called an electronic price list that's created, and we can purchase those things off that electronic price list that's been negotiated by procurement experts working uh-huh. for the state. Some items under statute you have to go out for bid. Some items you can buy under state contract. It just depends on what those items are and are not. My expertise ends at some point on that road. Tim knows more about that than I do, but that's essentially how we do it. It's listed under an item we can buy under state contract, and vehicles generally are.
Uh-huh.
We can buy them that way, and we're really going to get the lowest negotiated price because someone who's an expert is negotiating a price at every municipality, every county, and public entity in the state can purchase at.
Okay. So
including the school districts.
School districts.
In many cases.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. So if you're saying in the future you're going to move in this direction of cars that are not polluting, so that would be through the state. I mean, you would put pressure on the state to buy, and then you would buy from the state or obtain from the state. Or
one of the issues is I'm not sure that is those type of vehicles that meet the requirements that we need are available under state contract yet, but they will be.
They will be.
I mean, it's one of the. Objectives of the governor.
Yeah, this is a four-wheel drive. I don't know if that means you have to have the four-wheel drive, but I mean, some electric cars have four-wheel drive, and they more will in the future. Many more will.
Agree.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Right. Okay. Thank you. I just was curious about that.
Thank you.
speak?
Thank you.
We're going to public portion.
Council President, if I may, there's been a lot of questions by the individual here about preferential hiring the scattered residents and doing their new businesses, the current businesses hiring scattered residents. But you know what? Her husband has been on the Board of Education for 6 years, and last time I checked, the Board of Education wasn't on the preferential hiring.
Okay, you can't make egregious statements. Yeah, you know what? You can't just say things about me as a person and my husband at the end of a meeting. You can't. You can't behave that way. It's really inappropriate.
Petty.
If you have something you want to say to me, Mr. Mayor, come say it to me. But to use your